It is 8:07 on the morning show with spring just 32 days away. Well, 7 hours, 16 minutes, 40 seconds. I'm counting for spring. Pete Helmstead, we're being joined by Field Services Coordinator for the Iowa DOT's Mason City office. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Chris.
Oh, is this winter ever going to go away?
Oh, we're still, mid-February?
No, I know.
It's still winter.
I always get to cabin fever in, December before it even starts, but,
yeah. Yeah, mine hits about probably late January, yeah. But I guess we've got to realize that it's still mid-February.
That's true.
We've got a few days left.
Yeah, I know. Of course, we're smack dab in the middle of a state of wrestling tournament. You know, usually every year it starts today. They decided to extend that. It actually started yesterday in Des Moines. I know there's some wintry precipitation down by Des Moines right now. What's the latest state travel looking like?
Well, you nailed it. The best way to look at it, and I'm going to be honest, since it's not in our area, I haven't paid real close attention to it, but I do know that going swath from southwest to northeast, kind of through Des Moines, Cedar Rapids area, yeah, anywhere south of there, they're getting a bunch of snow. And yeah, I guess with all the tournaments going on right now, this is an awesome time of year from now through the boys' state basketball tournaments. But weather like this, I guess, really highlights the fact that you need to be prepared for your travel destination. You know, check the forecast. If you're traveling to Des Moines, make sure you know what the forecast is going to be in Des Moines, because you look out the window here and it looks like a pretty good day for travel. You look down in Des Moines and things are a lot different.
Exactly.
So just be prepared. You know, make sure you have that winter survival kit. Make sure you have everything you need in your vehicle. Make sure the tires have the right air pressure, full tank of gas, because, again, you look out the window here and it doesn't look too bad, but a couple hours south of here, it's a big difference. So if you're hopefully have the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to travel to some of these events, just make sure you're ready.
That's right. And of course, if you do travel, think 511ia.org or the app. Download the Iowa 511 app. It does have, the latest road conditions statewide, but it also has roadway cameras as well, which you can look at. I'm looking at some right now up by Webster City, Hampton. Roads aren't too bad there, but then you go down by Des Moines and they're completely covered. So, I mean, those cameras come in very handy. Very handy.
Exactly. I was looking at some of the cameras, too, and it's kind of crazy. You see the snow falling there. And then if you take a look at the state as a overall picture, it's kind of bizarre to see all the snow plows out on the road in the lower third of the state, and it's all clear up here.
I know. And if we could keep it that way for the rest of the winter, I'd be great.
I'm not going to guarantee that, but it is kind of funny that the last few storms have tracked south. And if you kind of pay attention to these things, it seems like they kind of develop a pattern and they kind of stick to it most of the winter. So
yes, they do.
We'll see if that continues through the next few weeks.
Let's hope so. Well, with spring, of course, right around the corner, eventually we'll get there. Of course, we have to talk about construction. Are there any signs, if you will, that motorists can be on the lookout for that would indicate crews are getting ready or at least close to resuming work?
April 1st. That's your best sign.
That's not an April Fool's Day joke, though, right?
Nope, it is not. That's one of the things. You know, we've had some nice days, and once you hit March, you can get a couple, three nice days in a row. And I know a lot of people wonder, well, how come we haven't started construction early? Well, a lot of these things, if we... We'll do the Floyd interchange, for example. You know, we'll be moving all the traffic into a head-to-head pattern on the new eastbound/southbound lanes. Well, you get a few nice days and you decide to start, and then a snowstorm comes and you've got channelizers in the middle of the road. You've got traffic over on all one side, and it makes it very challenging to clear snow. So it's not worth it trying to get a jump when we still have a good possibility of snow coming in. So it's usually going to be the first week of April. Now, there are different projects, of course, that have different situations that may start early. But the main bulk of it is going to be come early April. And 511ia.org, it's going to be your best bet. I know we've talked about before, you can sign up for an account and put in the routes you drive. And if there's any changes, if a project is starting, project's close to completion, if during the winter there's some type of winter event where the road is blocked, you will get notifications. So that is really your best way if you don't want to go there every day. But it's not hard either once the spring comes to just jump on the app and see what's coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I love those alerts. That helps us tremendously here at the radio station, alerting people to road closures. So that's 511ia.org and the app. Now, can you touch on other area projects coming up this construction season? Might be impacting travelers here?
Yeah, well, probably the big ones in your area. Boyd County is pretty quiet besides the interchange project, but up in Mitchell County, we're going to be doing some bridge deck overlays, a couple on the west side of Osage, and then a few of them just west of Riceville, kind of where Highway 9 turns north there and then goes back east. So those are mainly, to be honest with you, the big ones in your area is the bridge deck overlays. They will not be closing the roads for that. It will be temporary traffic signals at the bridge where the work is going on, so that will let one lane through and then the other. So again, that is coming up. There will be a project on Interstate. We'll be doing some microsurfacing. It's a thin protective layer to protect the road and seal it up. And that is going to be from just south of the Clear Lake exit down to the Sheffield area, the Sheffield exit. But that's a short project. And again, it'll just be lane closures. Other than that, there's really nothing huge going on in the Charles City area. But again, if you're traveling throughout the state, there's plenty of work going on. And hate to keep saying it, but your best bet is the 511 site. That'll let you know when they're happening and what kind of traffic control as far as lane closures or detours you can expect.
All right, perfect. And of course, with the winter about to wrap up, at what point does the DOT start assessing, say, roads for possible repairs? You know, like potholes? DOT is usually pretty good at repairing potholes pretty quickly, but is there a point in which you look for those things to fix this spring?
As soon as they start showing up, our crews have literally been filling potholes for at least a month already. So they've been out, and the bad thing about it is, and I know we say it every year, with the cold weather conditions, the material we have to put in, it doesn't stay real long because the freeze-thaw cycle continues. But we are going to go out there and we are going to fill the major ones. We do have different types of material that we are using, and some of it does last longer than others. A lot of the times, though, you've got to make sure you've got to have a dry day because you don't want to seal something with moisture already in the pothole, and then it freezes and pops it right back out. But yes, we will have been out, like I said, for probably a month in some places filling potholes, and we will continue to do that as the season goes on.
All right. Awesome. Well, that's all I have for anything else you want to touch base on?
Hang in there. We're coming down the home stretch. I wouldn't say that spring's right around the corner, but we can probably see it in the front window. So it's getting there.
It's getting there. The lack of snow we have here across North Iowa right now is a plus too. So at least we're not adding to it today.
Correct. It's a huge plus, and it really makes a difference in the temperatures. So hopefully can keep it that way, and we get warm temperatures, and we get an early spring.
40s this weekend. Can't wait for it. At least
I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for joining us here once again. Pete Helmstead, the Field Services Coordinator for the Iowa DOT's Mason City office, joining us. Have a terrific rest of your month. We'll talk to you in March.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Pete. It is 8:16 with the weekend.